Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and good evening, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. Wow, it's been a crazy day. We just left IGTV and we're here on a radio station talking to another amazing guest. It's been incredible. The amount of amazing people that I have met the last, I would say, 3 months. I mean, COVID is horrible, yes. People are getting sick, yes, but it's been an incredible journey for me, and I'm hoping that some of you can at least agree with me that out of this horrendous, atrocious, and I hate getting political, whether there is such a thing or not, that's beside the point. It's been incredible to be able to meet the last 4 months. Incredible amounts of people, and I can just say it's been a blessing and it's been an honor. Today is not the exception, everyone. It is Monday, and I have another guest, and then we were having another show, and I'm all about health. We just interviewed on IGTV somebody who loves to work out and be healthy, but how about our nutrition? That's a good question, isn't it? How about when we don't take care of our intake? I mean, we can work ourselves out until we are to pieces, right? We can jog and run and we can swim and we can walk all day long, but how about what we put in our body? We're going to talk about with an expert all about what we put in our body and how we can empower our body with the food that we take. I am so excited to be able to share. By the way, everyone, if you are thinking of calling us in, you could do so and you can interact with us. The number is 516-418-5612 is the number. You could always ask questions and you will be live with us. But if you feel shy, we understand. You could always contact us via our social media, which is /Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, Twitter, The Lizzie T Show, and LinkedIn, and our website, The Lizzie T Show. And yes, we're doing TikTok. Oh, my goodness. Against my better judgment, I was advised that if you're not on social and every single platform, you're not nowhere. Okay, so I'm trying. Not the best dancer because I don't dance, and not the best singer because I don't sing, but we are getting our presses there. Again, if you would like to interact with us, 516-418-5612 is the number. You can always ask questions about nutrition because it is definitely important. We have an expert with us today. And again, follow us on social media and ask your questions there. Our social media is open. Right after the interview, everyone, we will have our musical section. What's ready without music? Isn't it? So for you that are interested in having your music played here, we will love to have your song here. One rule, that's one rule, cannot have profanity. I know we'll be having receiving on our inbox a lot of amazing songs, but when we get to listen to that, we do not play here. We don't mind gospel, jazz, rap, Latino, different culture, different languages. Just have to make sure that there is no profanity in it. And I know I sound like a broken record every show, but it is it. So if you are a singer-songwriter and musician, especially in times of COVID, which in different parts of the world, we are on lockdown. In Canada, we're a little bit more blessed compared to other countries. People are being creative. They're writing songs, they're being, writing music. So this is the time for you to show the world what have you done the last 3 months. Send your MP3 here. The email is show@lizzity.com. show@lizzity.com. And I love to play your song here. We have a variety of songs. So we will have our interview where we'll talk to our expert. And then right after we have our musical section. So interact with us. Send us your MP3. Again, the email is show@lizzity.com. Love to play your song. And we've been having a lot of people writing poetry. Yes. So they don't play any instrument, they don't sing, but they love to be inspired with a poem. So if you would like to read your poem here, we will welcome you as well. So send us your name, or you can always write it on our website, The Lizzity Show. TheLizzity.com, rather, is the website, and you can always show it, give us a little blurb that you would like to send us your MP3 or that you would like to sing or play or read your poem. We would love to encourage you. Okay, so I think my housekeeping is pretty much taken care of. I would like to thank our sponsor. Thank you so much for sponsoring our show. We have Natasha Bridgmahan is sponsoring our show, and we will play in the words of a sponsor throughout the interview. So thank you so much. If you are struggling with your finances right now, you can always contact Natasha, and she will assist you with all your financial needs, or is paying your mortgage, or looking for a mortgage, or even saving a little bit more for your retirement. Contact Natasha Bridgmahan, which is the Bridgmahan Group. And that's pretty much it. Okay, so I will be right back with our guests.
Canadian Show. North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new. And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Yes, the theme of the show is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info. Anything new? Okay, so today we have, and I'm hoping I'm not butchering your name, Hannah. I'm so sorry. Hannah or Manskit. Okay. Hannah, she is a osteopath, a registered nutrition therapist, which is a specialized in integrated medicine epidemic approach and advocate of using and correction, improve and normalization in contemporary medical practice. She also offers retreats of clinical trials here in Toronto, Canada. She loves to investigate the roots of a dietary issue ranging anywhere from weight management, nutritional tracking, and other health issues like sleep apnea. Hello, some of us, well, used to, not anymore, suffer from that. Diabetes, leaky guts, and she is specialized combating today's issues and dietary consumptions such as obesity and malnutrition. A lot of us think we eat good, but when we go see somebody like Hannah, we realize we don't eat good at all. And guess what? Her people that sees her, they have an 86% of success rate. You don't hear those numbers anywhere. And she excelled and being able to connect and empathize with her client. Now, I have the honor and privilege to be able to meet her. She is a sweetheart. She is so down to earth. She is such a friendly. We don't see that in doctors. So definitely, you got to put it on your list to go see her. She employs her an empathetic approach and recognizing and underlying personal motivations that drives her patient and to achieving their growth, their better self, and definitely their health. That is awesome, guys. So let's welcome Hannah with the wonderful. Hello, hello, beautiful. How are you doing this evening?
Thank you so very much. It was an amazing introduction. Thank you for having me, and I'm doing great.
Yes, you are. And every time I see you, every time I talk to you, every time I see you on Zoom calls, you're always smiling and happy and eating something healthy or drinking something healthy. So question for you and a lot of people that are listening to us right now or will be listening to us later on, Hannah, because this is recorded. How did you get involved in osteopath and this kind of, because a lot of people just, you know, look at this and this and too much work or not for me, or what inspired you to take into this career?
Well, that was a very, very long time ago, and the story behind is quite funny story, because I was in my early 20s when I suffered from kidney stones. So if anybody actually had the privilege to have kidney stones and need to pass them and feel the pain, knows it's worse than anything you can actually describe. And it doesn't matter if for a woman or a man, it's a horrible pain. So anyway, when that happened, at that time we had no computers, so it kind of gave me something to think about why my body developed something like this. So what I was doing, I started researching in the libraries at that time, trying to find out the root why we have this kind of kidney stones. Because besides the fact of the very painful delivery and going through quite horrible experience, 4 weeks when it comes to this, I didn't want to have those again. So by the end of the day, when I find out it's actually what I eat, my body, it's not capable to break it down and it's not capable to use this as a proper sore. It's more using this as a toxin and building the very, very nasty stuff in my kidneys. So that was my aha moment. That was the moment when I actually realized whatever way they saying you are what you eat is actually the truth. So that was the beginning, and that was the moment when I realized this is what I want to learn. I want to learn the natural approach. I want to learn how to use Mother Nature to help mm-hmm. me and to help my family, later on my kids. And this is something which it is my passion.
Mm-hmm.
I strongly believe when it comes to holistic medicine, alternative medicine, because the names are like, you know, so many names. It's something which our grandparents and, like, you know, 100 years ago, it was something which was for the people to use, and they used that very successfully. And the fact, even, like, you know, the natural medicine is 6,000 years old. Academic medicine is only 160 years. So that's the difference when it comes to how important it is to use our body the way we should use our body, nourish mm-hmm. our body the way we should nourish, and then it's going to serve us for a very long time.
So Hannah, I find it interesting when you say, you know, I had kidney stones, and a lot of us
mm-hmm. yeah.
have those issues, and some of us don't even know because, you know, they're not passing, they're not painful yet. And I'm very, very surprised and very proud of you that you didn't stop there. It's like a lot of us just completely ignore, take the medication and get rid of the stone, and that's it, all she wrote. But you went above and beyond. You research, you know, you're aging yourself. We are aging ourselves right now because, you know, oh, you had library? Young people, they're thinking, what mm-hmm. is that?
Yes.
But you went and researched and you said, I want to be able to learn how to take care of myself naturally. And that is beautiful. What you said, it was just incredible, because there is absolutely nothing wrong, everyone, to be able to take our care of ourselves naturally. We are so overwhelmed and so the dominion over us right now, taking drugs, it is so big. We need to connect with people like Hannah to be able to discover that drugs or chemicals is not the only solution. And I'm here to share with the world, please, is your health. You only have one life here. Please, let's take care of ourselves. And look at Hannah. Now she is helping other people. That's a true life of an entrepreneur, that they don't only help themselves. They started sharing it with the world, and now she is doing, she has a practice which helps hundreds, and if not, I'm not sure, but even maybe 10,000. So please check it out, everyone. Check it out. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, Hannah, is right now in different places of the world, we are eating so bad. Some of us, you know, had the New Year's resolution at the beginning of the year. You know, it was January. Yes, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to work out. And then COVID. So we're eating bad. We're not taking care of ourselves. What to do for us, or for people that are listening out there that had that 1 year resolution, that New Year's resolution, and now it's down the drain and they're eating as horrible because they're working from home, they're not going out and work out. What would you advise to keep that commitment that you made at the beginning of the year? And I completely don't subscribe to those things, by the way. I don't do New Year's resolution. To me, every day is a good day to eat healthy. But advice for somebody who's listening to us, perhaps on the other side of the world.
Well, like you said, I wouldn't say to make the commitment to yourself, it should be the New Year's resolution, because it should be the everyday resolution. It's something which by the end of the day, it's going to come back to us either way. What I strongly suggest to everyone, stop ignoring the signals the body is giving you every single day. Now, we don't have too much control what we eat, the food, what we're buying. We're trying to buy the good food, organic food. And by the end of the day, we don't know exactly how organic it is. And with something like this, we need to just align. But our body is telling us we are eating stuff which we can break down and use as an energy source, or our body is struggling and recognizing as a toxin source. So how are you going to actually know what you eat, if it serves you or slowly and surely works against you? When I have someone who comes to me for help, and there will be several questions I'm going to ask. And some of them, it's going to be, when you eat, when you finish your food, do you feel bloated? Do you feel gassy? Do you feel like, oh my God, I need a nap? Do you feel like heaviness? How often you actually feel tired through the day? Do you have any eczema? Do you suffer from any allergies? Do you have headaches? How often do you have them? Do you feel any pain in your joints? And the list, it goes on and on and on. Any of those are symptoms your body is asking for attention. Any of those, it's indication your body is struggling with the food you put into it. And this is something which we have tendency to just let it go. Oh, it's going to pass. Oh, I eat too much. Or, oh my gosh, that's normal. And we're going to pop another Tums, or we're going to any other, like, you know, antacids and stuff like that, and we're going to go on. By the end of the day, we're saying, I gain weight, or I have problem to sleep, or I have problem with my hormones. And the truth is, our health is in our intestine, period. And whatever we eat, either way, it's going to work in our, like, you know, benefit us, or it's going to work against us. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna manifest somehow. And it's not only being at home, like we had the 3 months of being at home, not being able to work out. Don't take mm-hmm. me wrong, because not be able to go to gym doesn't mean you cannot work out. Because if you want to really move and, like, you know, allow the body to have the proper stretching and muscle contracting and stuff like that, do the goofy dance at home. The music, dance, jump. There is so many things we can do if you really want to.
I love it. Doesn't do the goofy dance. Oh, this is
goofy
great.
Goofy dance is the best option when you're cooking. You have the music you love, okay? Just put this loud, dance with it, jump.
There is no excuse for moving at all. One of the things that I love what you said is do the goofy guess. But I had also questioned, what would be, you say that are the, and obviously there is different scenarios for different person, but what are the symptoms, the majority of the symptoms when people are eating something and they're fully feeling bloated? What is usually happening in somebody's body?
Those are usually the first symptoms when it comes to leaky gut, how we call, which means this is the right now one of the problems, growing problems we're seeing in patients. Oh my gosh, by hundreds. And this is something which we need to realize. It's very serious, and it will have a very long consequences. Okay. So by saying this, leaky gut is just a problem which is sitting in our intestine, leaking the proteins and some of our whatever we ate through the small tiny breaks in the walls and leaking to the bloodstream, which the body will recognize as anemia and treat this as anemia. By the end of the day, developing either way autoimmune issues in the body or showing those symptoms. Like I said, even pain in our joints, it is a symptom and it is an indication of there is something serious going on in the body.
Hmm.
So when it comes to, we are right now in such a good place having those tests available. And the good thing is they're not crazy expensive. So you don't have to take a mortgage to actually test yourself, which is great.
Yeah.
And by saying this and having the proper tests done, and those tests, for example, like I said, leaky gut, another test which not too many people knows about, it's hair analysis.
Mm.
It's an unbelievable, non-invasive test which you can have it. We will have the protocol in about 2 weeks, giving information about heavy metal toxins in a body, the toxins which may cause cancer, toxins which may cause so many problems in a body. How is the mineral levels in your body? How are the micro macro elements? Are you absorbing them? And I'm going to give you a quick example. Last week, in 1 week, I had 7 people who came to me a few weeks ago with a pre-diabetic issue, which was diagnosed by the academic medicine. And all of them were kind of skeptical to start taking any medication to regulate the insulin resistant. We did the hair analysis to all of them. six of them actually were just lacking chrome in the body. One had the pre-diabetic condition. So by saying this, lacking chrome in the body, which means you can take the supplement, which will cost you about $10 to $14 a month to regulate chrome in your body, and you are not pre-diabetic anymore. You won't know that from a simple blood test. So there is tests available which will give you information which honestly can give you answers for stuff with so many questions which probably you went to family doctor and ask, and they say like, no, everything is in normal. It's normal, orange.
Yes.
And there is nothing different. It's all the way it should be, but you still don't feel good.
Yes, and that's one of the things that, unfortunately, Hannah, you touch on something that really, really... For you that are listening, everyone... The host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. We are here live today with Hannah. She is an amazing lady, which I had the honor and privilege to meet a couple of weeks or maybe even longer now, a month. And she is a practitioner. She offers treatment to people that are suffering with diabetes, apnea. And she's just talking about, you know, things that unfortunately really boils my blood, because a lot of us and a lot of people go to doctors and this, and this is my issue, and guess what, everything is fine, and that sometimes is not fine, or sometimes you give a bandage solution, and sometimes, I mean, don't take me wrong, not all doctors are like that, but there are some. And, you know, we have a great, great health system here in Canada. However, sometimes when you don't find solution for a problem, you got to seek help somewhere else. And Hannah here is definitely offering you help that perhaps you've not been able to get help anywhere else. And some of you have heard me talking about how close me and my dad are, and he has gone through... HELL and back, and now he has dementia. He's been taking medication for over 10 years, and now his kidneys are failing. So I'm not talking about medication, simple medication, really stuff, hard stuff that are ruining people's kidneys. So please, if you don't have an answer of your problem, I would suggest look for help somewhere else, especially if we are able to cure, to treat, to help ourselves naturally, do so. Please, I beg you. I hope you hear my sincerity of my plea, because we are here for a short period of time, and we want to make sure that we can live as healthy as possible. Medications are okay sometimes for a short period of time, but not for 10 years. So I would like to share with the world, Hannah, where can people, and that's the theme of the show, tell us who you are and what you do, which you've done an amazing job, but I want people to find you. Where can people find you?
Well, we have two clinics, so two locations, one in Mississauga and one in Oakville. The best way is to either check our website. There is all information about the what we do, the tests we do, and programs we offer. And our website is biomedicinenutrition.ca. Or find us or on our social media, Facebook, LinkedIn. We're trying to be everywhere, but the best of the best will be the website. We do have a small messaging system there, so anyone can pop the question there, and it will be answered in 24 hours, the longest. So biomedicinenutrition.ca, or call me directly, 905-916-4900.
Beautiful. And I will have the links, everyone, for you to be able to connect with Hannah. So this is recorded. I will have it posted on all social media and definitely on my website, and also the link for biometric .ca on my website as well for you to be able to connect. And like I said, it is your health. Please, I beg you, take care of it and don't wait until it's too late. And sometimes it isn't too late. Sometimes you think, you know, this is it. I'm done. My kidneys are shot, or, you know, my my back, or you know, I can't lose the weight, is all done. You got to give it another try. You have to. One of the things that I find, Hannah, that with COVID right now, people are very scared and people are thinking, you know, I'm going to contract this. If this is going to happen to me, you know, it's always happening to me. What would you say is one of the best way to keep yourself healthy and perhaps not even get this, which, you know, it's debatable if it's happening or no, but we're not going to get there. I just want to be able for you to share your info with my audience. How can they protect and how can they take care of themselves not to get sick with this food?
Well, first, don't be scared. Okay. The positive thinking is a key for any well-being, and this is something we need to really try apply on daily basis. I know it's scary time. I know we are surrounded with stuff in a radio, TV, this and that, but the truth is it starts from our thinking. If how they saying, be careful what you're wishing for. So if you're thinking a lot, I'm gonna get that, you know, probably you will. On the other side, take care of your immune system. The immune system is your, it's the shield, okay? So proper supplementation depends on what your body needs. Again, we're going to go back to, it's good to test yourself what you actually need, because sometimes we're overdosing our body with stuff we shouldn't, and that's not good either. So be aware, half per amount of vegetables and fruits on daily basis. Again, many times we don't know what works for us, okay? So listen to your body. If you feel kind of like, you know, heavy or have any symptoms after whatever you eat, that means your body actually have problem to digest that. Overall, the proper supplementation, yes, we need that. Our food is the play of the goodness, okay? It's not as nutrition as used to be. And we need to remember that. Even the vegetables and fruits are not as rich as I will want to be in the goodness and the nutrition. So, yes, the proper supplementation is a key. Remember to keep your body alkaline. The acidity in the body is the first which will introduce and invite all the bad things. It's a virus or it's any more serious than that. So it is important. And again, acidity in the body will be regulated by what we eat. So what we eat, what we drink, how we eat, and everything play a role. So by saying this, stay positive, be conscious to your mouth, and please don't stress yourself.
Amazing advice. Amazing. Love it. Love it. This is incredible because, you know, we don't see it. And by the way, that deserves a round of applause because it is so impressive how some people, they talk about, you know, I see everybody around me getting it. I'm getting it. And of course you're going to get it. You're attracting negativity to you. Of course, if you think that this is not going to be you, and, you know, it's not, and if it does, we're strong people, we can beat this. And I've actually known a lot of people who have, and they have a great outcome. They're doing great, and they got the flu and it's over, and That's all she wrote. So one of the things that I love about what she said is definitely positive attitude and try to eat well. I mean, I know we're in lockdown and I'm guilty of that. Once in a while I shouldn't eat what I should. But next day it's another day, and let's wash ourselves up, drink a lot of water, go for that walk. Do the goofy dance. Love it. Do the goofy dance, and it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. Guys, I need to cut for a couple of words of my sponsor, because my sponsors probably wonder, hey, Lizzie, you're not playing my jingle. I'll be right back with more Hannah. If you would to speak to us, if you would like to speak to us, don't be shy. 516-418-5612.
I'd be glad. Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467, or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show.
Hello, hello, I'm back. I'm back. We're still live with Hannah. Thank you so much, Bridge Group Company. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Without your contribution, this show could not be possible. We're speaking with Hannah right now. We are live. It is 7:45 Toronto time. Don't worry, this is recorded. But if you would like to ask questions, perhaps on our social is open, Facebook /Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, the Lizzie T Show, hashtag Lizzie T, less hashtag healthy Lizzie T, because we're speaking with Hannah. And we are also looking forward to have great tips, which we've had already. I mean, she's given us so many amazing golden nuggets here, how to take care of herself and how to be positive and how to look for difference and probably don't even know you have, that you should be looking into, get in to see her, book your appointment right now, everyone. Take care of yourself. So we have talked about who you are and what you do, contact info you've given out, anything new. So what are you working for the future? I see maybe a book, workshops. I know you're always doing something. What's new for Hannah?
Well, right now I'm working co-writing. It's a series of wellness books with Professor Grant too. So this is something which will be soon on the shelf, how we think, and very excited for me. I do finishing one of my books for people who are struggling with histamine intolerance, which means the leaky gut syndrome. So something which I'm trying to have ready for any of my patients too, as a help to when they get this kind of news, you have a leaky gut, and the next question is, what do I do? What do I eat? How do I fix that? So this is something which I'm almost done with, and hopefully have this soon on Amazon to the, like, you know, bigger out in public and people who may need it. And this book will be full of information about and recipes, what you can eat and how you can prepare a delicious meal and deal with this to help you heal yourself and kind of for sure improve the daily, how do I feel today?
Love it. Love it. Look at you, Hannah. Like, you're not busy enough, you know, looking after after clients and Mississauga and Thornhill, and also collaborating with a couple of books and doing your own. That's incredible. My hat goes out to you, my lady, because you're not only helping yourself, because when you write a book and when you research, you're learning, right? And now you want to be able to give that information to the rest of the world and say, it's not late. It's not, shouldn't be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. You can get better and you can take care of yourself and you can stop taking, you know, drugs and poison and taking care of yourself naturally. One of the things that I love what she said, naturally, and that is the key. Can we do it naturally? Yes, we can. The food that we eat has a lot of the vitamins and the healing that we probably needed. A lot of us have forgotten things because we are so used to with this new environment, this new world, that we want things instantaneously. We want to see things on the internet just like that, and then we want to get healed like that. So let's put that bandage solution and forget about it. Well, guess what? The body does not forget about it, and it will remind you in a worse way later on. So let's take care of it. And I will have the links for you to be able to connect with Hannah and have you know, your health taken care of now the right way for a long period of time for you to be healthy, not just a short time with lots of pain and lots of horrible medication. And don't take me wrong. That's my opinion, everyone. Please, this is not the opinion of the station or Hannah. This is what I'm feeling right now. And because we're in Canada and we have freedom of speech, I'm able to say so. So, everyone, I would like for you to connect with us. Please share all the social with the world. And make an appointment with Hannah right now, right now. The number that you can reach her is 905-916-4900. And I will have the website here on our social media and my website for you to be able to share. Hannah, what should you say right now? We're down to the 17 minutes. I still have to move to our musical section. And one of the things that I love about what you said is, you know, just stay positive. But anything else you would like to share with my audience?
Well, first of all, just the biggest mistake we have tendency to make is we are too busy. We are busy. We have to take care of our kids, husbands, wives, work, and we are on a go, forgetting we are the most important. We are the center of the universe. And as much as we love our family, our kids, and whoever is in our life, if we don't take care of ourselves, we're not going to be able to take care of them. And this is something which we have right now tendency to forget on daily basis. I am sick and tired of hearing from people, I don't have time for me today. If you want to stay long enough on this earth doing what you love to do or what you want to do, doesn't matter what is this. Take care of yourself. Every single morning when you wake up, just make this present here and now. I am important. Who I am and how I feel, my body is important, because it wasn't me, so many other things, they won't exist. They're not going to be the same. If there will be the day you're not here, well, the same people who count on you today, they will lose you, okay? So just be aware of it. It's not selfishness, or it's not like, oh my gosh, no. If you really want to be around the stuff you like to do, the people you care about, just start, apply the same rule to yourself.
Yes.
And you're going to be for a very long time.
Yes. Love it. Love it. That deserves a round of applause, because it is so true. It is so true. We neglect And you know what? You're talking to me right now, because I always like to take care of my father, my mother, my sister, my kids, my husband. And sometimes, you know what? I have to stop and I have to think, did I eat today? Did I drink enough water? And the answer is no. And I'm thinking, if something happens to me, who else is going to take care of him? And the life will move on and I will be suffering. So thank you. Thank you, Hannah, for talking to me today. Because if I identify with it, I can guarantee you people that are listening to us on the other side of the world, they probably are thinking she's talking to me too. So let's listen to the wisdom and the wise word of Hannah right now. Because if you're not there to take care of your loved one, so who else, right? Who else? Love it. Love it. Hannah, I want to thank you so much. Time has gone by so quickly here. You're amazing. Love talking to you and chatting. You are such a, you have so much wisdom. I appreciate you. I honor you. And this has been great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much for having me. Thank you.
Yes. Awesome. That was beautiful, everyone. I hope you enjoyed. This is recorded. If you just tuned in, everyone, it is okay. You will be able to listen, get the information, and please book your appointment with Hannah right now and take care of yourself and drink that water, because I did not drink water today enough. So we will move on to the musical section right now. We have lots of songs and we're not going to be able to play it all today because we got a little carried away with Hannah, but that's okay. Taking care of our health and learning about our health is just as important as music. Right now we have Aaron Todd. He is from Texas. He sent us this MP3. He was on the show a couple of months ago, and he has a brand new single called Kiss by the Sun. Enjoy. Thank you, Aaron.
I don't believe that you can be free. Cause I'm a holding tight. I don't believe that you can let go. Don't believe that you're enlightened.
So that was Aaron Todd, everyone. Kissed by the Sun, all the way from beautiful Texas. How about we have a little bit of Canada here? Yes, he is a rap artist. However, he is from a Muslim background. We had him on the show last month again, Shaji, and you are going to find this amazing. Praying for Better is the title of the song. It's a rap song. Again, remember, he's a rap artist, but he's a Muslim. This is pretty cool. Enjoy it.
Yo, what's up?
Cold blue breeze from the north, starlight dreams, life is hardcore, flooded by feminine perception, lack integrity, solitary tension. Working in the stew. I be praying for better things. I'm praying for peace and home. Praying for new freedom. Praying, shouting sees in me what I see in me. Even praying for my enemies. Praying for what I need. I be praying.
Forgotten social authenticity. Knowing caused me in reality.
Neither one of us could see.
Alvina, she is from Toronto, Canada, and that was Separate Ways. We have a chance to play a couple of more songs. This is Trijiga. He is from, we have a lot of Canadians today. He is from Calgary, and we had him on the show also last month. We had a lot of singers, as you can see, and the song is called Downtown Girl.
Fast pace, cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown girl. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down, hey girl, what did you say,
right?
That you were going now?
Hey, Walker on the top, running through the block.
Downtown girl, you could be my downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl. She could be my downtown girl. She living in a downtown world. Baby, be my downtown girl.
Slow down, hold your placement for a minute. We can get into it, I think it'll take a second. Wanna get to talking and stretch it out for a minute. Yeah, open up for a minute, you spark my interest like. Ain't fake to wait, I felt a vegetable. Head over heels since I got you in my visual. At the end of the ad, it's all the typical. Got me standing in that line, so I'm taking pills. One say, ask for where I'm going. I remain fast and active, when it's going down. So where you going? So where you going? Tell me where you going now. I can make the job for the beat work. Been a minute job for the beat work. I bring you to the top, you can see earth. You decide, we decide, what to see first. Feeling wanna stay in this mood. Yeah, I'm different, kinda different, yeah, I'm different than dudes, yeah. Thinking I could get you some fools. Steven that, baby, kick up a few. Yeah, see you like wings. Yeah, I like wings too. I buy whatever that sign and let that thing do. I see what I like, so it's a single. The baby, yo, what better time? Hit me some digits quick. You can get gone for a minute. I take you home for a minute. Wanna see it right? Right. Probably need a sip in your life. Just take a hold of me.
You want
me
to change
your life? We got it.
Cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down. Hey girl, where did you say that you were going now?
Where you going, ma?
I wanna be there.
I wanna be there with ya.
Who am I, downtown girl?
That's right.
You could be my downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl.
Alright.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Be my downtown girl.
That's right.
Living in that downtown world.
Oh, night,
baby, be my downtown girl.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. How I told you we would go. Oh, yeah, I told you we'd get pop. I told you we know. From the second you would know. From the second you would know. Hey, you know. So we don't know. Hey, we put it though. Yeah, I told you my girl though.
My girl.
Yeah,
hey, Walker on the top, running through the squat.
Fast pace, cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down,
Hey girl, where did you say that you were going now? I wanna be there, yeah.
Hey, walker on the top, running through the
quad. Slow down. Hey, girl, where did you say that you were going now? I wanna be there.
And that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. Please stay tuned. There's a lot more shows to come. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. Bye-bye for now.
Canadian show. North American radio show. And now, worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing...